Welcome back to Freedom of Truth, everybody. This is Tashira Simmons, and I'm so excited to be back here another week with a very special guest that we have in our presence. I feel like I'm very blessed. I was at an event for my girlfriend, Yandy Smith Harris, speaking at one of her events, Purpose plus passion equals profits. And it was very inspirational. And I came across, while everything was going on, I wind up out of nowhere while everything was ending. A young lady came up and out of nowhere, not even on the same subject that we were on, spoke. Her name was Toni D. Rivera. And the things that came out of her mouth were so profound and so life-changing for me that I had to have her on the show, because what she represents and what she's doing, I feel, is so heroic and courageous. And I don't feel like it's getting enough awareness.
It's really not.
And I didn't even, I've heard of it from TV shows. I heard about it, and, you know, they're always playing it in their segments of, you know, like, but I didn't realize how real human sex trafficking is. And I'm a mother of four, so everyone who's listening, I know that just by the sound of my voice right now, you guys are wondering, what is she talking about? Is she talking about she has someone in office? You guys don't even know what a treat that you're up against right now, because Toni, I don't even want to take the stage, but I guess we'll start from the beginning, but the name of our organization is Helping Hand Youth and Adult Services. And to totally be honest with you, I don't even feel like that is even describing, like, you know what I'm saying, the what you deal with and go through on the everyday, and how you're just saving young women, and is it men that's taking
yes.
it on? Yes. And men. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Toni D. Rivera, to the show. Y'all know I could just babble on and go on because I can't help myself, but Toni, please introduce yourself and I guess tell everybody what you do.
My name is Toni D. Rivera. I have my own organization, Helping Hands Youth Adult Services. It's a 501(c) nonprofit.
Okay.
What I do is I go around the city and if be out of state and rescue our youth. I'm a current survivor of sex and human trafficking. I was kidnapped for a total of 5.5 years.
When you say you were taken and kidnapped, were you sold or just kidnapped and
both?
Both.
Yes.
And
both.
When you say sold to who, like a pimp or a family?
Highest bidder. No, it wasn't family.
Oh, highest bidder. No, well, I say a family, like you know, like somebody trying to buy.
Yeah, I mean
someone. The highest bidder?
It's the highest bidder who comes along. But what people don't understand about it is they think that it don't happen to what I call my Carpertone girls, and that's African-Americans, because we're the penny, we're the Carpertone.
I like that.
So that's just my name for my youth. I mean, anybody could take it, but that's my name for my youth, because it's like, no one cares. No one's listening. No, they don't want to talk about this topic, but yet when their child becomes missing, the first person they want to call is the police. Well, little do you know, the police can give two fucks, and I'm just going to be honest. Yeah, I know y'all going to have to weed that out.
Oh, no. Actually, we can curse and do anything we want to. It's just the beauty. Be free.
They don't care about our African-American children. I just put up a post a couple weeks ago of a young lady who was kidnapped from Detroit, and they found her in New Mexico.
What?
And
alive.
My point was made. I've been screaming for the last 5 years. The police always thinks, law enforcement always think, black women, black boys, girls, whoever, if they're African-American, they either ran away, or they have a mental, something mentally going on.
Yeah, going on in their head. It's crazy.
It's never they were kidnapped. It's never they was brought into sex and human trafficking. He stated in his article, oh, I don't think she was sex trafficked. I don't think she was human trafficked. I think she ran away.
And that's the police officer.
Yes, this is the lieutenant of New Mexico.
Wow.
And come to find out, once she got home, she let them know that, yes, she was
kidnapped
and sex trafficked. Down in New Mexico.
Was she found?
She was found in the back of Walmart eating out of the trash can.
What?
Yes. If you go to you guys go to my IG page, Tony D. Rivera. I put the article up and the website where you can go on to see.
Wow. Are you serious? So, I mean, I feel like it's just so much here to talk about. So that's what you were inspired from your own situations to, because I know, remember you were saying that you used to do it
as
well.
Yes, I used to kidnap. I used to recruit.
I
have no problem telling you that my face can look so sweet, my voice can sound so innocent, but I used to be the one to take your kids.
And you did that after you were kidnapped and
During and after.
So during your captivity,
mm-hmm.
they had you going
recruit.
Out and recruit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming that you really didn't feel anything at the time because of everything.
When you're on drugs,
through.
You don't.
Oh, see, I didn't even. Okay, so you were doing drugs
Yeah.
Or what do you mean? They were giving you drugs, or you were just taking drugs? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Were they like shooting you up?
When I first got started, it was like force fed. But once I got into the grind of things and sin, I wasn't going anywhere. It was just like, what the hell?
Wow.
Go ahead and do your own.
Wow. Now you're off, obviously.
Married.
God
mother of five. Registered nurse.
You see, that's, you have a story. Man.
Haven't done drugs in 22 years, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you were a recruit. Okay, so let's go on a little bit about that because, That really stood out to me, how you were talking about how you name the different months and, you know, how you recruit. You were telling me about different colors that,
yes.
you know, that they kind of look for, or they, I guess, the codes, like you were
uh-huh.
saying. It's just such a whole,
it's a whole movement with it. Right now, like I spoke of Friday, we're in the fourth quarter. Well, I'm not going to say we because I'm not in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in the fourth quarter. That's what it's called. The fourth quarter consists of September through January. September is when the kids are going back to school. So you have a lot of kids that are being enrolled in school. You're not looking for any kind of paperwork, basically, to enroll these kids. So you have them coming into schools where they're befriending other children, and that's one way. That's for September because the enrollment of school.
Oh, so you're saying that children that's been captive,
mm-hmm.
you'll put them in the school
mm-hmm.
system? To recruit
mm-hmm.
other kids, and the other kids have
no idea. No. October is Halloween month. That's another thing with recruiting or kidnapping. Reason being for that, because the whole month of October, everybody's out getting their Halloween costumes. So you may see them walking around town with the mask on. You don't know who I am. You can't tell the police what you saw. All you can say that you saw is the clown walking down the street and he got the girl and put her in the car.
Right.
Exactly. Thanksgiving is November, of course. That's what is considered to be all around the world. I'm thankful. I'm going to be getting the best Thanksgiving opportunity it is. I could get me a boy. I can get me a girl. It doesn't even matter.
It's just African American, or it doesn't really matter?
Really doesn't matter as far as like the race, but I'm doing it more for the African Americans because they know nothing of this.
At all.
They think it's just a movie that you see on TV
mm-hmm.
until you come across me and you see me as this person that I'm just a regular Joe.
Yeah, on the street. They don't see the danger.
They don't know. And like when I'm at the store with my daughter, I see these little kids running around in the store, and I'm like,
where's their mom?
Where are their parents at? If I was still in my back in my day mode, Walmart would be my spot.
Yeah,
Walmart would be my spot, and my age would be at least 7 to 8 years old, because I'm going to mold you how I want you.
Wow.
You don't know, you know, with me being kidnapped and taken, I have encountered so many children.
Well, how old were you when you first were
16.
Taken? Oh, you were 16. Yeah. Okay, so
It's like, and you don't even understand. You're not being mindful. You got so many pedophiles out here that sometimes they're in cahoots with the pimp to let the pimp know what I want, what range, what age range, what race.
Wow.
And you don't even know, and you're just letting your kids run around.
And you know what I felt was really interesting, because I know just for me, I was totally naive to this whole situation, and I thought it only happened to the less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Or just the drug addict kids, you know, just the runaways, you know, people that just don't really, you know, that just really have any family.
Yeah.
But it happened. It's anybody.
Yes.
It's if you're available, you make yourself vulnerable.
Yes.
You're going to get taken,
mm-hmm,
and turned out, basically. That's just, that's scary but real.
Yeah. What made me really, like, get into it was 2 years ago on the number 6 train going to 125th Street. Me and my daughter was on the train, and, you know, the train moving, so I'm thinking, you know, she's holding on to the pole. Maybe it's the pole. When she jerked back, she's coming back towards the pole. The door opened, and it was a Mexican guy, had her by her arm, pulling her, pulling her off the train. And as he pulling her, me and my boys, the guy, my son David, he said, Mommy, he's pulling Diavion. I'm like, what? And I hear her yelling, but it's so many people, like, getting off the train during rush hour. And I'm like, what the hell? So he still had her by her arm, and she started just yelling. And it was like people that was behind me was like, yo, let her go. She going with her dad. I'm like, no, this is my daughter. And she yelled out, like, Mom. And he was pulling her, trying to take her up the steps.
What?
So me and like 3 other guys, and I said if I ever could see these guys again, you know, they like really hemmed him up and waited till the cops got there. And we found out within 72 hours, me and my husband, that he was a person of interest in Arizona of kidnapping.
What?
So I said then, you know what, Lord, I hear you. You don't want me to keep this to myself no more. I hear you. So I had to talk to my kids and, like, let them know, like, what was going on, what happened with me, why I'm so protective over them.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, really, Mom? I mean, they was just dumbfounded. My boys are much older.
I was going to say, how old? Because I didn't even know. I thought that was the only child.
Mm-mm,
so.
She's my only girl. I have 4 boys and her.
Oh, 4 and 1
yeah.
girl. And what's the ages of your sons?
My oldest is, he's autistic. He's 16.
Okay.
David is 15. Jace is 14. And I got a baby boy that's 2, and her that's 10.
Oh, wow, you busy. You're a busy mom, man. How are you out there rescuing kids, and then you got that?
Usually they home sleep.
Yeah, while you're
out. Or if the husband don't want to go with me,
mm-hmm,
I'm out by myself. But majority of the time, he goes with me.
Really?
And we would just, you know, they would be there with the older ones. But
wow.
My other 2 older ones are with their father. I was married twice.
Okay.
So they're there, and it's either her, my 16-year-old, and the 2-year-old. And usually they're asleep when I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
So my neighbor, she would keep an eye out, and
wow,
I just
yeah.
rock out.
And just that, and I mean, just for you to take this kind of dedication at night shows that you're like, I can't even sleep, God. Like, I feel like this is something I need to do.
And that's how I am. That's what really made me go out last night. It was like, I'm sitting there, I'm up, nothing to do.
You know what's going on in the
yeah.
hours of the night. You know
so
what I mean?
So I'm like, I'm going out. And that is crazy because 2 weeks ago when I posted it on my IG account, that's what I was doing. I was just sitting in the house doing a crossword puzzle. Everybody, the kids had a cold, so everybody was sick.
Yeah, sir.
And they went to sleep. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go out. And my husband was like, you for real? I was like, yeah, let's go. So we went, and
And you go to Hunts Point?
It was crazy, yes. I go to Hunts Point.
And you always find somebody out there?
Always.
Are you serious?
Always.
But, so when you say you rescue, I mean, because in my mind, and I'm thinking everyone listening will probably be like, you go in there, but like, breaking the door, let's go.
No,
like,
no,
okay,
no,
it's
no,
not enough.
No. I tried that one time and it cracked my windshield.
Okay.
Tore my, I drove through bricks, everything through my windshield. I'm like, oh my God.
What's up? So
and my husband was like, what the hell happened to
the
car?
It was like a getaway car.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, let's go.
And he was like, what the hell happened to the car? And I'm like, man. And he was like, there you go on one of your damn missions again.
Right.
I told you about going over there by yourself. So I'm like, well, I did the police report, and I let them know where what was going on, and they went down, and they found the girl sitting on the corner, and then they came to my apartment when I stayed at my old apartment in the Bronx, and the other two girls was there at my apartment.
So wait, so when you say save, so what do? You mean you go on a block?
I usually go up, dress up, you know, I don't think I look too bad. I throw my wig on, do my makeup, put my dress on.
And you try to blend in.
I do blend in because most of the girls that are out there, they're old heads. So I know them from back when I was on Hunts Point. I mean, you got to look at it with my age, with being my age, coming from Atlanta and going all around doing this, the point was the place. If you made it to the point, it was like you made the Drew, what's his
Hunts
name?
Hunts Point in New York?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. If you made it to the point you was there. Or if you made it down here to 27th Street, it's an old club that used to be right here where the white man come in, you making money if you made it to these two places in New York.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So, because I feel like I'm missing something. So, okay, so I know you were captive as a young woman. When did you get out? Well, how long did you stay in? Like, as far as
staying in, being held against my will. Like I said, when I was 16, I met him at the Freaknik down in Atlanta. I know y'all probably know.
Yeah, because that's what I want to know. Like, how did you get captured?
Yeah,
like, did you have a loving home? Did you come from a broken home or what? Like, you know.
And that's another thing that I speak on with my girls and with when I go speak at the school. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for people that comes from broken homes, but not always.
But not always, okay.
I was taken advantage of because my mom was a single mom. My mom worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but from a young age, I was molested as a kid.
Gotcha.
So, with that being said, it was like I had my dad, but I didn't have my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out. I'm supposed to be at my girlfriend's house, and we were supposed to have a sleepover. She like, D, let's ride. I'm like, where we going? You know, I'm the person of the crew that was like, yo, let's do this.
And yeah, I'm like, we ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. And we get down there, and I said, well, where we going? She said, we're going to Atlanta. I said, man, you for real? She was like, yeah. I said, I ain't even buy me nothing to put on. And she was like, all right, we got you. So we get to Atlanta. I'm like, what is this? First time I ever been to the Freaknik. I'm a little girl coming from 16 stop signs, one red light in my town.
Wow.
We get down there. I met this guy, Hispanic guy. And you know, girls from the South, when we hear that Southern, that New York slang.
Yeah, yeah.
All antennas go up. All antennas go up. So
same.
I'm meeting him. I'm talking to him. And, you know, we hit it off. So I'm 16. So I go see him. I tell my mom I'm going to my friend's house, but no, I'm either in Atlanta or I'm in North Carolina. And I'm chilling with him. Just chilling. He let me come back home. I come on the weekends. I come home. I go to school. Next weekend,
so
I'm there.
So y'all had like a
relationship? Yeah, I'm thinking that it was a relationship. But all in all, it wasn't a relationship.
He was a recruiter?
He was the top man.
Are you serious?
He was the top man. And then
so he was basically breaking you in.
Yes,
slowly.
Breaking me in. Yeah. So I met, and then around Bike Week, Black Bike Week,
mm-hmm.
Myrtle Beach.
I know about Myrtle Beach. Yes.
So he was like, "Come, you and your friends come down to Myrtle Beach." So I was like, "All right." So we get down there, and it was crazy because I'm chilling with my friends, and he started getting a little more controlling. So I'm like, all right, you know what? It's time for me to fall back. Back off, kick rocks with an open-toe shoe. I used to say that faithfully. That was my saying.
Open-toe shoe.
And he gripped me up by my hair, and he was like, who you talking to? And I'm like, you got the wrong one, boo-boo.
You're right.
Because I come from a big family of nothing but boys, and I stay getting my ass whooped.
So this is nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. So I'm fighting him, literally fighting him in the middle of the street, beating the shit out of this guy.
What?
And he gripped up, and he was like, oh, so I see now what I'm going to have to do with you. So I turned 18. This was 17. I turned 18, graduated from school, and he didn't let me come back home when he got me. He got me to come visit that time. The next time, I didn't come back home.
So he just kept you against
me.
Your will?
Kept me against my will.
And what, he had other people there or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? I lived in a closet for a total of 30 days.
What?
Yeah.
And then just was forcefully giving you drugs.
Drugs.
What kind? Could like not cocaine leave it. Or like pills or
the stuff they doing now, I mean it, I can say that it's more powerful than what I was given.
Okay.
I've done heroin. I've shot up, I got the marks to prove it. I've done crack.
Wow.
I've snorted coke. I used to be the tester, you know.
Yeah, the tester.
You named it. I done went through it.
Wow. Are you serious? No, I'm just blown away, to be honest with you, because it's like, how does somebody, like, you know what I mean? Like, how, it's like, who would ever think? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who would ever think that somebody, I guess, what did you think he was waiting for, your age? But, I mean, it's just so dangerous, and this is why I always,
yeah, that's
like,
what he was doing. He was waiting for me to turn 18.
Turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm always talking to young girls all the time because they don't understand. Like, you never know who you're in the company of.
Yeah.
And, but
everybody,
it's like,
has
how
an
do
agenda.
You know? Everybody has an agenda. And I mean, just even me being in the public eye and was married to who I was married to, it's like, that's why I keep such a small circle because, and I really don't have people at my house because you just don't know who people really are.
You don't.
You know what I mean? And it's like, here it is, it sounds like you had a couple of years in with this person,
mm-hmm.
not even knowing that it was almost like they were just waiting, just like how the devil did.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That enemy just
waiting,
and then he totally turned you out.
Turned me completely out.
And your mom, what happened? Your mom didn't.
I mean, they found out in 2015.
So
my family
knew
nothing.
They thought you were kidnapped?
Knew nothing. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. I'm doing an event with Yandy February 4th down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
And that's one of the questions everybody want to know. Like, ask my mom, like, how did you feel when she told you this? Because my mom, when I told her, my mom almost had a heart attack.
Because did she know that you were gone? Like, did you just disappear?
I had a full scholarship for basketball.
What?
So everybody thought I had left and went off to University of Pittsburgh. That's what I was telling him. And they thought I was going to school. They thought I was going to school. I had people think I was just in school doing the damn thing.
But like, she's independent. She's doing a scholarship.
Yeah.
Not knowing that I was taken. That she was taken.
And I pulled a family together once everything got started with my business, August 8th, 2015. And
not even too long ago.
Yeah, last year. And I'm telling them this, and my grandma's sitting there with her mouth open, tears running down her eyes, and she didn't even know, you know, she was crying. My aunts and my mom was like, she couldn't breathe, and she was like, are you serious?
Damn, because it's
so
like,
this is where the money was coming from, because every week, I'm sending my mom money home.
So it wasn't like they weren't in touch with you. Okay, gotcha, but you just wasn't.
No, they wasn't in touch with me.
I would just send money home
to my mom. The last time my mom saw me before I was hemmed up in it, I had went and brought her a burgundy Pinto.
What?
And she didn't ask where it came from. She didn't ask where the money came from. She asked nothing.
And she couldn't tell, like, because could you tell that you was under the influence or not? So you wasn't strung out. It was
not
just
then.
You were just...
Mm-mm. Nope, I was just dibbing and dabbing then.
Dibbing and dabbing.
But in August, when they found out, it was just like, why the hell you tell us now? What was you thinking?
And he was like,
and I'm like,
I wasn't. That's the problem, right? Just
being grown, thinking I can do it on my own, and said getting money. I'm like, when you stripping and all that, you ain't thinking about nothing else. You thinking about the money you going to put in your pocket and hide somewhere, and the money you got to get him as soon as you get off that stage.
So what is it like? It's like he almost like he brainwashed you, right? Like
I can't say he, and you know, everybody say that, but I, Miss Simmons, I can't say he brainwashed me.
No.
Because in the beginning, he was giving me something that I wanted, that I wasn't getting at home. In the middle, it was like,
and when you say something at home, is that the love?
The love, and the attention. In the middle, it was more of, all right, I can handle this. Mm-hmm. I can handle it. Fuck it. I there's no way out of it. At the end, I became one of them.
Wow.
So, you know, when people say, oh, he brainwashed her. No. He had me scared sometime, but it was never he brainwashed me, because I knew some point in time I would leave. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how. And
he
when.
Was, because he was so neat. Yeah, in it.
Yeah, I was too far gone.
Yes, too far gone. And I understand where you're coming from when you say you wasn't brainwashed, because I know how it feels to have an emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find that.
You find it.
And
that's it.
You just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get so deep in it, it's like,
used to it.
It's no turning back
exactly.
Now. It's like, this is my way of life. Hey, I'm getting money. And it's funny how... How I can relate is because from my past situations with when I was married, it's like, because I was abandoned as a child, and I feel like the love that I found with my ex, you know, when you're just broken.
Yeah.
And you just find something that gives you attention and love, even though it's not the
right kind of love.
But yeah. At the time, it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you start being so...
You're comfortable.
You're comfortable, exactly.
And that's how I was. I was comfortable with it.
And you knew it wasn't going to be forever, because it's just like with me and my ex. It's like, I knew it wasn't going to be forever, but then I had my children, so it's like, is it going to be forever? But you know it ain't right,
so
it can't be forever. Yeah, but you're so comfortable.
You keep going.
So I can relate, even though somebody might outside be looking in and say, well, how you can relate that with that? No, it's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Because at the end of the day, we all just looking for love. And mm-hmm. when we have that emptiness, that, like you said, from kids, from broken homes, it makes sense, because they're probably easier to break.
It is.
Because they're...
It
and
is.
That's why now, and I know you can relate, just having children of your own, it's like, I try to make sure that I fill all those gaps, you know, with them, and I try to instill God, though, because mm-hmm. I feel like that's who really gives me peace and wholeness, and
yeah.
I mean, can you relate? Like,
yeah.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
It's yeah,
like,
yeah, with the NC, I come from a preacher family, church family, the
see,
whole
I don't,
nine.
So I just found the Lord. Like,
I danced with the devil for so long that it was just one day I sat down on the bed and I was like, I'm done. And that's when, like a month later, I found out I had breast cancer.
Because
I was like, you done bought me out of some crazy shit. Now I'm getting some shit that really can take me away from here. So I felt, I relapsed. I actually relapsed, and I had my son then. I had two of my boys then.
And when you say relapse, you mean like with drugs and stuff?
No, not with drugs. Going back out on the corner. So
it was what, like, you know. It's, I mean,
that was what I knew,
comfort.
And that's what made me feel good versus me taking the drugs. I knew I couldn't take the drugs because I was breastfeeding. So that's why I say it ain't no, it's no such thing as being brainwashed. Because you know right from wrong.
Yeah.
You
right.
just want to do the wrong so it can give you an excuse to say you're brainwashed.
Right. I shouldn't even have said that, too, to be honest with you, because even, like, with my ex, it's like my girlfriends would say, you're brainwashed. He's brainwashed you. No.
Mm-mm.
I'm not brainwashed. I know exactly
what's wrong
and what's right. But it's just I'm comfortable.
Yep.
It's easier said than done when you outside
looking in.
Just leave. Just this, just that. No, it's deeper than that. It's just deeper than that. But just like, I mean, and I know you're a survivor just as well as I am. I mean, you done went through
hell and back.
Hell and back. I mean, but I just love, I mean, your humbleness, and I just really, I admire your strength and going back out there and turning it all around and now really just doing the right thing and then just coming and speaking about it. I mean, and that's why, because the name of the show is Freedom of Truth, and I feel like it's so much freedom in telling the truth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm just, is there anything I should forget? I'm sorry. Okay. I'm just, I'm trying to make sure I didn't forget nothing because this is just so heavy to me. It's just, we could just go on and on, but do you have any tips to give any of our listeners on how to prevent, you know, this from happening, you know?
As far as, I'm writing a book on this also. It's like my bio / parent guide. Mm-hmm. As far as the children, you know, kids,
so
youth. Just be aware of your surroundings. Be very careful of the danger zones. Mm-hmm. What look good ain't good. Mm-hmm. Who always friendly, usually not as friendly as you think. Just try to basically not say maintain to yourself, mm-hmm. but when you come in encounter with a new friend, really try to get to know them. Because right now that's where it hits home with so many of our youth, mm-hmm. kids, is they think they know somebody, but they don't know somebody. Mm-hmm. You know how the saying goes, what goes on in the dark comes to the light.
Yeah.
Okay, you know this friend at school, but you don't know what this friend doing outside of school. You know,
yeah, you're right.
So I encourage parents to, you know, I know a lot of kids, if they listen to this, they're gonna be like, oh, listen to her. She telling them to go on our Kick. Kick is supposed to be parent proof. It's an app called Kick.
Oh, really?
Kick.
Oh, see.
Sorry.
See, that's good. No, that's why I want her to hear.
Okay, Kick is full of pedophiles.
Really?
Kick is full of pimps.
Are you serious?
That website, that app, it has so much craziness going on it that I encourage parents, I ask parents to get your kids' password, go into it, because that's where they meet. It's for teenagers, but you're really not meeting a teenager.
Wow. And they meet up with
Yes.
Kids. Wow. So I'm learning something new today.
Kick is like the worst app this man came out with.
Wow.
When I say the worst app, and he made it parent proof.
Unbelievable. Ask her if she knew about that.
Yeah. So
are you serious?
Kick is just you know, we see these kids walking around on their iPhones, all that. Try to stay on social media. Stay on top of social media with your children, because that's the new thing. Mm-hmm. From ages 10 to probably 14. No, 15. Ages 16 to 25. The reason why I'm targeting this age is because they're leaving to go off to college soon. If you follow,
trying to get them around there too, like,
oh,
you
know how many girls I got in college?
Are you serious?
I keep in contact with them. And hey, Janine, her name is Janine Green and Kiana Roberts.
And they were kids that you kidnapped?
I was about to.
You was about
I stopped. That was the last time I did it. Yeah. I couldn't do it
anymore.
So
did you start feeling like...
Yes, that's when.
Okay, you just started feeling...
It was like...
How old were you?
At this time, I'm 19.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you didn't stay in it too long,
mm-mm.
but long enough.
Long enough. So I'm there, and we had a party. And like I say, the reason why I target 16 to 25, because 16, you're gearing up. You're about to go to 11th to 12th grade. You're ready to get ready to go to college. Woohoo! I'm not going to be in mommy's house anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out in college. I can do my homework this day. I can do my homework that day. Mm-hmm. I can go party with this set of friends. And we cool. No, you're not. I'll come right over to you and put some in your drink and take your ass and put you in the van. And you're gone.
Are you serious? Right where in the lounge or just
it
wherever?
It does not matter. Or I could tell you, come on, yo, I know where it's a banging ass party at. This party ain't jumping. Take a ride with me. You ain't coming back. We're in the next state.
And how do you, like, how do you keep them?
Because they're gullible. They're open. I'm not around mommy. Mommy and daddy can't tell me what to do. Mommy and daddy can't tell me, oh, I have to come in this time. Usually the RA, who's the person over the floor, is my friend, so she gonna let me in when I knock on the door. If I want to bring a friend up with me, hey, she's going to be cool enough to say, oh, yeah, your friend can come stay, knowing my ass don't supposed to be there because I'm not a student at this college. See, and that's how I almost took my they're my friends now. Yeah. But, yeah.
That was an eye-opener. And that's why I hope the listeners that's listening in, that listen to what your parents are telling you. Because they know what they're talking about, and they're only trying to protect you. And they've been there and did that already. So they're trying to let you know and try to save you from
me.
I didn't want to say that. From Miss Tony D. Rivera. You hear her? She's serious.
Yes.
And this is so serious, and this is so real. And I just hope that whoever that's listening is really taking heat into this conversation. And like she said, she's really trying to bring awareness to our African-American young women and young men, because we're the first ones. First of all, a lot of us come from broken homes. Yes. I came from a broken home. She came from a broken home. And I already know how that is. When you're out there alone and you have nobody that really cares about you, it's like everything goes, but you don't realize that you're really playing in the devil's territory, and everything can really go, and it's scary, and it's getting worse and worse because a lot of parents are on drugs, a lot of parents just don't care. And the last thing I know that any of them would want is to wind up being held against their will and just having sex with numerous partners and doing drugs, and it's almost like they're going back into what they were trying to run away from. So, I mean, this is such a deep topic for me, and I'm so happy that you came, because I'm really hoping that this touches the masses, because out of all my interviews, I have to truly, truly say that this is so important to me, because it's only getting worse.
Yeah, that's why, and people don't understand. They see all these kids going missing, and they don't know. They're wondering, okay, why are the kids going missing? What's going on? What's going on? What's popping?
And they don't even realize
They don't realize it.
Can people contact you? Like, once they're kidnapped, is it that type of party where once they're gone, they're gone? Can they get in contact with their parents?
Can they get in contact with their parents? They can get
with you, like, once they're taken?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. This young lady, usually what I do is I'm a Facebook prowler.
Yeah, and I got a problem.
So, young lady down in Atlanta by the name of Amira Roach. I don't know if you guys ever heard of her, but I like had a little hand in that. The guy actually took her twice. So I reached out to some of my people down there because her mother is from the same area I'm from. And my friend called me. She said, D, because they called me D. She was like, D, what's up? I say, nothing. She was like, yo, you still doing your thing up there, right? I said, yeah. She said, Tamika daughter missing. And I was like, who? And, you know, she broke it down to me. And I was like, all right, let me see what I can put together. So I reached out to some of my people, prostitutes down in Atlanta, and asked them to be on the lookout, sent a picture down. And the young lady told me, she was like, okay, we seen her, you know, when they got back to me. And I was like, all right, so I'll wire you the money. So, you know, I wired her the money, and she let me know, like, what was what. And I reached out to the police, and they brought her home, like, that night. So, and that's what I like, what I was saying Friday night. Most of this money is coming out of my pocket. In my husband's pocket.
Wow. So, you
I don't have sponsors. I don't have anything like that.
So what would you need? Because what exactly would you need? Like for travel or just like for travel? Like, are you taking sponsors? Or are you looking for sponsors?
I'm looking for sponsors, but not for like me traveling. It's more so to help get these kids home. Gotcha. Because I have to do my stuff incognito. Mm-hmm. So I don't usually drive. Okay. Where if I go to another state, I'm Chinatown and bus. I'm a Chinatown bus.
You're doing it old school, like whatever, get them back.
Because usually, most of the stops, that's where you see most of the girls at the truck stops, getting hopping in and out of trucks, at the rest areas, going in and out the bathroom. So, if I'm on a train or a plane, being high maintenance, I don't see shit up in the air. Train going too fast.
Right.
So, I'm busing it, and whenever the bus makes stops, I usually walk around, see what I can see.
Peep them out.
Yeah, peep them out, see who's getting in and out of trucks, because now what's going on, like with the Hunts Point, you see the trucks come in, but they're really not trucks that are bringing, you know, supplies, food. It's beds, bathrooms, and everything in the back of those trucks, in those tractor trailers.
Yeah.
It's not.
It is, right?
It's not like they're delivering food or...
And that's those are the ones who's paying. And
not only that, but those are the ones who's trafficking the girls now. They don't do it in cars and stuff now because you get caught. Between the hours of 12 o'clock and you know what? I'm going
to
be honest how I noticed because
if you don't want to, though.
I did something where my husband was going to freak out, but I went to Hunts Point and I played the role, and I got in one of the back of those trucks.
So you can know.
And when I got out of the truck, that's when I got to the nearest little town and came back home. But between the hours of 12 a.m. and 4 a.m., that's why you see so many tractor trailers on the road.
From 12 at night to 4.
That's why you see so many on the road. Yeah, some of them might have the material and the items that they need to deliver, but majority of them don't.
They're trafficking. What?
They're trafficking. And I got picked up at exit 22 down in Poe White, Virginia, was when, because I was supposed to, you know, go hop into the next truck, do my thing. No, I hopped my happy ass in a cab and went to the town, and I took Greyhound back up.
You picked the Greyhound back up, and she was like, okay,
I know what's going on. Because I had just
sacrifices.
Yeah, because I just seen two girls at Hunts Point on a Friday night. I go back on a Sunday night, and I see this crazy-looking truck out there with these lights on it, and I didn't see these girls no more. Mind you, I had been seeing them for, they told me they wanted to stay there. You know, they didn't want to leave, so I gave them condoms, and I gave them an Obama phone.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't see them no more, and then the young lady told me what was going on. So I told my husband I was on call, because I work at the hospital here in New York. So I told him I'm on call, and I'll be back. I'll see you later. I had put my stuff in my locker.
And he was out. So are you ever afraid, though, that maybe you might run into?
It's not even about learning to fight or knowing to fight. I've been through so much, and I feel as though that when God's ready for me, he's going to take me. I can't be afraid to do something that I love to do.
Right.
Because if I'm afraid to do what I love to do, these girls going to stay where they at. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get any help.
And you, nobody could do it like you do because you've been there,
there and done it.
I mean, you speak that language. They know. They're receptive to you because they probably feel your energy off the back. You know,
and that's what the girl said to me. She was like, she told me, she said, Tony, I fucks with you. And I was like, yeah. She said, even though I know this won't get us killed, and she's one of my girls, I have a house here in New York that I can't say the name. Uh-huh. Where is it? But it's a place here in New York where they take the new girls like they did with me. And people think that this is these girls' family. It's not. And that's what they did with me. They had me in North Carolina living with crackheads. And everybody in the neighborhood thought I was these crackheads' family.
And it wasn't.
And I wasn't.
Damn.
So I get hit up on the regular like, yo, I got a newbie. She ain't from here.
Now?
Yeah.
Because do they know that you're out of the game? If they don't know?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, they know, but they still just tell you.
Yeah, but they still in it.
But do they know you work with the police, or they don't know?
No.
That? Oh, okay. So you're kind of like the...
Yeah.
So this is not jeopardizing?
No.
Okay, that's what I say. I don't want to jeopardize your work.
It's not.
Okay, I'm sure you would have did it if you.
It's not that. Because they see it on my Facebook, and who else watch Facebook and Instagram? The fucking Jake.
Yeah, so, yeah, right, so exactly. Ain't nobody watching all that
ain't
stuff.
Ain't nobody watching it, yeah.
Wait, do you know what? I want to get back to a question that I asked you. You said that you dress up, though, when you go rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down there, and you basically kind of feel out what's going on, and you tell them, come with me.
No, I ask. Because you can't take a dog out of his doghouse and expect him to live in the house when he want to go outside. You just can't. So I don't force them. I ask them.
Okay, gotcha.
Because if you force them, who's to say they won't go somewhere else or go back home and do it all over again?
Right.
So my question is, yo, you good? Yeah, I'm good. You want to go home or you want to stay here? She says she want to go home. I give her a spot to meet me at. And we go.
And you pay for the transportation.
Yeah, I pay for the transportation home. If she says she want to stay, I give them condoms and a phone. At any time you want to call me, you can call me. I program my number in the phone under black.
What? Because they have to listen to somebody. Yeah. They're pimps or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't believe this stuff is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I wanted to ask you, too? Did you ever, or do they ever, like, go get the little young kids playing in parks and stuff like that? Or
not per se.
Okay. So mostly.
I mean, you can have them out there fondling or whatever, but I've seen them, like, born into it where a girl get pregnant for the pimp or a girl get pregnant for the joint, and
it just rolls with it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
From a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
They had no chance. They ain't have no chance. They just
not unless
into
one
it.
Of the girls there call ACS because she's jealous because that's his number one now.
What?
Yeah. Well, here's ACS. Other places is DHS.
I know what you mean? Yeah, which is and then the girl would get jealous of the baby,
mm-hmm.
and then call that way
yeah.
because they paying more attention
to the baby and that girl.
Because
now I've seen that happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's safe to say that the girl gets so attached to the pimp, like it's almost like...
Yeah, they got a connection.
Damn, not even knowing that. It's just that they just using and
that's
abusing
it.
Them. That is just so deep. And I mean, like you said, I've seen this stuff on TV, but never thought how real it was.
Oh, someone asked me a couple months ago, have you saw this movie, Taken? And I'm like, what the hell is that? It was like... And so my friend, her name is Kim, she was like, I said, Kim, show me the movie Taken. And she was like, you don't want to see that shit. It'll make you have flashbacks. I was like, no, just show me the movie. And I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, what's so flashbackish about it? She's white, I'm black.
Right. It's
it's a movie.
It's a movie, but that's what happens? I mean, do you ever get out of this
that's
overseas?
Movie. Overseas, I've seen girls go, you know, to other countries.
Okay, because I was wondering that.
Reached out to Mayor, what's his name, Barack from Newark,
mm-hmm.
to, like, try to inform him of things that's going on. But it's hard. It's like you knocking and they're not opening the door. And that's my thing with telling people, you never know who help you're gonna need.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You have children. You have daughters, sons, nieces, nephews, cousins. If this was to happen to them, what would you really do? Would you sit around and wait for the police? And if you're saying that you're gonna sit around and wait for the police, I can tell you what happened to me in Florida when I went up to the guy, the cop, and stated to him, I need help. I've been kidnapped. He sat there out of his mouth and said, yeah, I'll kidnap your chocolate pretty ass too. And they came up to him and told him I was drunk.
What?
So that's my main thing. My main concern is getting the message out there, bringing the awareness, giving knowledge on it,
mm-hmm.
not just so I can hear myself talk, but for you to protect your children. Because
yes.
you don't know what people's agenda is. You just don't know.
I'm telling you. And I just want to make sure that, do you feel like we covered everything? Because I'm just so stuck on just the whole topic. But I think we did. We touched on, you know, giving parents tips, bringing awareness. I mean, even though we are definitely trying to let people know that our people are in jeopardy too, African Americans. But, It's all races. They don't discriminate. So, and I know a lot of Caucasian and Hispanics, their homes are being very broken too because of the drug uses. And so, I mean, everyone has to worry. Everyone, there's no, you know what I mean? And it's only getting worse. And I hope that you guys heard the whole KICK app. Please, parents, if you're listening, talk to your children about the app, the KICK app, because we as parents already know that our children, for some reason, think that we're stupid and we're not knowledgeable just because we're older, where they don't realize that. And it's gotten so worse. Like, at least back in the days, they didn't have social media, they didn't have apps, they didn't have this. But here it is. Tony is someone who's lived this life. She knows this life, and she's taken her blood, sweat, tears, and time now for you guys out there to protect you, to try to save you, to you know, just to bring awareness. And I'm just so grateful and honored that she was even, you know, even is on my show. You know, she's the second person I interviewed.
I'm happy you invited me.
Yeah, trust me, I appreciate it, because this is important. This is so important, and I think a lot of people really is sleeping on this subject.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they really are.
This
they
topic really are is right not this. Talked about in homes
at all. And that's the problem, I feel like, with families. Like, they don't talk about the real stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in any family, they keep so many things out, and they think that they can protect their kids, and they don't realize this.
You can't.
The protecting them is telling them the truth about what kind of world is really out there, because once they leave out of our homes,
That's it.
It's over. So, and that's how, like, me as a mother, and I know you too, I guess, and I think it's almost like it's such a blessing. I'm so happy that I've been through what I've been through, mm-hmm. that I came from the broken home, the broken marriage, you know what I'm saying? Because it made me who I am today. Mm-hmm. I'm so wise. I'm making sure that I teach my kids. I'm not trying to spoil them. I'm letting them know money don't grow on trees. The substance and what's really important in life is to know who you are, to love yourself, you know, and to make sure you know who the hell you surround yourself with. Because Tony is a main example, is why you better be happy that Tony converted over to the right side, because Tony is looking like, yo.
Because right now, our dark skinned kids are going for $4,500, light skinned kids are going for $6,000. If Tony wasn't who she was,
what? Tony be a millionaire? Because I know there's a lot of dark skinned and light skinned kids that think they all about it. Look, we got a couple of camera girls, light skinned, what?
Exactly. Trust it's
so
no
they go
joke.
For prices like that too. I didn't even ask you that. What? So they going for, is it only happening in the States? I know I asked you overseas, but is a lot of the when they abduct, are they selling in the States or out of the States? Or
it all depends. It all depends. Okay. This is a $1 billion with a B industry.
$1 billion industry.
Every 30 seconds you have
being taken.
You have at least 5 male or female being taken.
Wow.
It's not every minute, every 30 seconds.
Every 30 seconds.
And this is done in data with national trafficking.
National data online.
All you have to do is type in sex and human trafficking, and it will come up. I check it every 30 days, and it's changing. It's constantly changing. The only thing that's not changing is the money that's involved.
Are they being sold a lot on it? Because my son was telling me something about a dark web.
Yes.
He was telling me about
the dark web.
Yeah, he knows about the dark web. He was telling me about it because I was telling him about you, and he was like, "That's a lot of that's probably going on in
the dark
web."
Yes.
So, guys, parents who's listening that have no clue, because a lot of our children do not talk to us about a lot of things.
Usually, I mean, the dark web could be anything, but I know what he's talking about. And the Pokemon Go app. Be very careful of that.
Pokemon Go app.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. You heard what Tony said? She has her PhD in this. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say that with what I've been through, I have my PhD. I don't need to go to no school, no nothing. We live this. Mm-hmm. So you are the top of their class on what you've been through. This has been, guys, I have this thing at the end of every segment where I feel like if someone is being really truthful, she gets the badge of freedom and truth because Toni has come in here and she has been 100% real. I could tell that your spirit, you're just a real sister. And I admire, again, like I said before, everything that you're doing. And I definitely want to know, with your organization, Helping Hand Youth and Adult Services, do you have somewhere that people can donate? Because I feel like, I mean, do you have that yet? Or
right now, I was talking to your cameraman. I have a website. Mm-hmm. Someone hacked into it and tried to shut it down.
Oh,
and he said the same exact thing as the lady from Hubu said. She was like, you must be doing something right, or you hitting some nerves with what you're doing. She said, because we've been a company of 4 years, and this has never happened.
Wow.
So my website is, if you go to my IG account, Toni D. Rivera, is right under there. So it's been, today is day 3.
Okay.
And they're trying to, like, get it back going, because she said, I'm going to have to do a relaunch of it all over again. I'm going to have to do a whole total thing, she said, because whoever hacked it, they knew what they was doing.
Yep. She said, knows? They're probably one of the damn pedophiles.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, it could be somebody that know you, but she said it was hacked.
It was hacked. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because this is an organization that we all need to donate and help our young law sisters and brothers that's out there that, you know, it's unfortunate that they're being taken and, you know, abused and used, but there's people out there like Toni that's been there and did that and that wants to really help. And I know for one, I want to help. I want to donate. I want to bring awareness to your organization. So please, everybody, this is serious. I feel like everybody want to worry about what celebrities is doing out there and what kind of lifestyles they live in. And at the end of the day, I'm a celebrity. I know what it is to be rich and famous, and all of that is nothing. That's superficial. Like, what's happening right now in this world is what Toni's talking about. Kids are being taken every day. You could be, and like she said, like you said, it's, what if it was your child, whoever that's listening, you know, the president or CEO of the company? Your kids are not, Yeah, your kids are not safe.
Because
you know
I done took them, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know why those kids are not safe? Because I live in a very rich neighborhood, and the people are lovely, but what happens is they're busy, they're about their money, and the kids are lacking attention and love. Mm-hmm. So a tip from one mother to another that lives that kind of life, try to take more time with your kids.
Yeah.
Spend time with them. All those business meetings, all those things that you guys think is so important for your company is really not. Your kids are at home and they're lonely and they need love and attention. And there's people that where Toni came from that's just waiting
to get it.
Waiting for y'all, your children.
I was with he was a senator and it was his granddaughter. But she was somebody who just couldn't fit in. So when she met me, she just wanted to hang out. And I didn't take her per se, but wherever I went, she was there. And I had every opportunity to just grip her up. And they just want attention, whether it be from mom, dad, or somebody in the street.
Yeah.
And I know this was a senator, because when she told us who she was, we was all sitting around the table, big thing of Coke in the middle of the table. And she was like, I want some. And I was like, all right, white girl. So people thinking that, oh, this thing come out with the white girl just came out. No, we was calling that white girl back in like 99. What? We was calling it the white girl, the crack, the coke, or whatever. And she hit it.
Look at that, guys.
She hit it. And she was a senator's granddaughter.
A senator's granddaughter.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is everywhere. This is not just, it's just not. And I think that they think that their kids are eliminated from this type of stuff, and they're really not, because they are not getting the attention and the love they need at home. So just because you have more money, it doesn't make a difference. It's more money, no money. These kids are lost.
Targets.
And targets, exactly. So, Toni, I hate to see you go, because I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I just want to tell you that thank you for blessing my show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And Freedom of Truth. Again, guys, Thank you for listening in. I hope you guys learned a valuable lesson. If this is an adult or a child, I definitely recommend that you ask somebody to listen to the show, tune in, and say, did you hear Freedom of Truth to Shira Simmons when they talked about human sex trafficking? It's real. It's happening. Here on my show, I will talk about a lot of pleasant things, and I will talk about a lot of things that's just real. I can't even say that it's, even though it's dark, but it's real, and I feel like the cover needs to be lifted.
Lifted.
So thank you again, guys, for joining us, and I'll be having a whole bunch of dope guests coming up soon, so continue to tune in. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
This one was a heavy one. So real. For you all listening out there, please, I cannot stress enough how important it is to be honest and truthful with your children. You can save